This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli air raids in the Gaza Strip have killed more than a dozen people overnight into Saturday morning as health workers are wrapping up the second phase of an urgent polio vaccination campaign. The vaccination drive was launched after health officials confirmed the first reported polio case in Gaza in 25 years, and a 10-month-old boy whose leg is now paralyzed. The 9-day campaign aims to vaccinate 640,000 children under the age of 10, an ambitious effort during a devastating war that has destroyed Gaza's healthcare system and much of its infrastructure. 6 hours after departing the International Space Station, Boeing's Starliner parachuted into New Mexico's White Sands Missile Range, descending on autopilot through the desert darkness. Audio courtesy of NASA.
Really just a flawless and beautiful descent of Starliner today. We even heard some cheers and clapping in the background.
The two astronauts who are supposed to be on Starliner will instead return to Earth in February 2025. Thousands of people took to the streets across France on Saturday to protest President Emmanuel Macron's Thursday decision to appoint former Brexit negotiator and center-right Michel Barnier as prime minister. The far-left France Unbowed party has accused Macron of denial of democracy and stealing the election after Macron refused to pick the candidate of the new Popular Front alliance that came top in the July vote. In his first interview as a government chief, Barnier said on Friday night that his government will include conservatives, members of Macron's camp, and he hoped some from the left. For more news and expanded coverage, go to our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Children and young people welcomed Pope Francis with traditional song and dance at a school in Papua New Guinea on Saturday as the leader of the Catholic Church continues a tour of Southeast Asia.
I would like to say I'm really excited that I have this huge opportunity for the visitation of the Pope, and it's just kind of like a dream as well, because like I would really love to see and meet someone very special, like an international person that's very important to the world.
Pope Francis is visiting Papua New Guinea as part of an ambitious 12-day trip to four countries. He will still visit East Timor and Singapore before heading back to Rome on September 13th. It is his longest overseas trip since. The Battle of Ukraine is heating up as Kyiv continues its first offensive against Russian territory while facing a menacing Russian army near a key hub in the Donbas. As VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports, leaders of more than 50 nations known and the Ukraine Defense Contact Group met in Germany Friday to help get Kyiv to the support it needs ahead as it pushes forward.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky attended the Ukraine Defense Contact Group meeting Friday at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, pleading for Ukraine's Western allies to allow Kyiv to carry out strikes deep inside Russia.
We need to have this long-range capability not only on the occupied territory of Ukraine, but also on the Russian territory. Yes, so that Russia is motivated to seek peace.
Earlier this week, a Russian airstrike against a Ukrainian military training center and a nearby hospital killed more than 50 people and wounded hundreds. Carla Babb, VOA News.
More than 30,000 protesters gathered in South Korea's capital in broiling heat on Saturday, demanding more aggressive action by the government to combat global warming. Yoo Shi-yun is an environmental activist.
The climate crisis is not a problem unique to any single country or individual. We need systematic change, and we are running out of time as the climate continues to change.
Organized by the 907 Climate Justice March Group Committee, the protest followed a ruling last month by South Korea's top court that the nation's climate change law fails to protect basic human rights and lacks targets to shield future generations. You can follow Voice of America on social media. Just go to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or X, formerly known as Twitter. And for expanded coverage, you can always go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.